Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on.
Oh, if you let it, he can.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, family, open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, come on, if you come to be changed this morning. Hallelujah. Just thank God right now for your change. Thank God, hallelujah, that you're not the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God that he's kept you, amen, and have changed you, amen, when you enter in this morning. My Lord, my God, and give it all over to God. Come on, family, open up your mouth and just thank God right now.
Come
on,
let's
shout glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Oh, no, don't let a rock cry out for you. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in this morning. And thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to just say thank you this morning. We thank you that you that have kept us. Amen. It is you that died for us. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. That redeems us from the curse of Lord's sin and death. We come to give you thanks this morning, Heavenly Father. If it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, where would we be this day, oh God? But we thank you that you are with us. Your word says that you never leave us or forsake us. So we come to give you thanks this morning. We come to praise your holy name. Lord. Hallelujah, be your name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, on this side this morning. In the house of the hearts and mind of your children, oh God, and come believing, oh God, for you for all things, oh God. Hallelujah. Putting everything into your hands, oh, casting all their cares and worries, oh God, at your feet, oh God. Giving it all over to you for your word says that you care, Lord God. So, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, have your way on this side this morning. Have your way, oh God, in us, oh God. Work a miracle in us, oh God, that we may be delivered and set free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you loved us first. Amen. That you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, to save us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving us. We thank you for our salvation. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Of when the wicked came up against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumble and fail. Amen. Though an army may attempt against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may arise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, amen. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, amen. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place or his servant's tabernacle, amen. He shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock, amen. And now my head shall be lifted above all my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, I will sing praises to the Lord. Oh, hear, oh Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy on me, so put me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Hallelujah. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have, hallelujah, been my helper. Do not leave me, nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Oh, God of my salvation, when my father is not going to take me, telling you that the Lord would take care of me, amen. Keep me your way, oh Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have arisen against me, and some that's broke our violence, amen. I tell you, I will have a unless I had believed you, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Wait on the Lord and trust that God will do it all for you. Be of good courage, family. Amen. And he shall strengthen your heart. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. For the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall you fear?
Thanks.
Hallelujah. Said it. Hallelujah. Who says it? Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your word, and your heaven, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that your promises are yes and amen. That even when we enter in this morning, Lord God, believing and settling on your word, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. So, Lord, we ask when we enter in this morning, this is where you increase our faith, Lord God, that we can receive our healing,
Deliverance, wisdom, protection.
protection and healing for each of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we would be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we would be blessed and use these blessings in your kingdom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to your destiny, your will for our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you purge the wicked out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace, of God, and enjoy this day that you blessed us with in peace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put on us right now the full armor of God as we enter in this day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the toes of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sin our way. And we take the sword of the Spirit of the Word of God. And we serve our ties with the enemy. Anything that the enemy is doing or trying to do, we use the Word of God and we decree and declare victory over the enemy. Amen. We crush the neck of the enemy. Amen. We destroy all the works, plots, agendas of Satan in his ages right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father. Lord, as we all come this morning, oh, God, we don't come just to be doing something. We come out of the intimate love, the relationship that we have with you, Father God. We come, oh, God, asking for more this morning, oh, God, more of you and less of ourselves. We come dying daily to this flesh, oh, God. We crucify the flesh, oh, God. And we ask, Lord, that you can strengthen our spirit, man, this morning. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God, not to be the accuser of the brethren, oh, God. To get the speck out of our own eye, oh, God, before we try to get it out of somebody else's, oh, God. Help us to see our way, oh, God. Hallelujah, that it is not of you, Father God, that we will be delivered from it, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not to exalt ourselves above us, oh, God. We are better than anybody else, oh God. Remind us, oh God, it is you, oh God, have done it all, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Help us, oh God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as we read your word this morning. Lord, we ask, oh God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there will be that example here on earth that others will see, oh God, and know that we are your children and that, hallelujah, that it's you that has sent us, oh God. It's you, oh God, your spirit that's operating in us and not any other spirit, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us and be advanced in our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that the fruit of your spirit, oh God, take root in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We come against every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of anger, spirit of resentment, spirit of bitterness, hallelujah, every spirit of confusion. We come against every spirit of doubt, disbelief. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, of death and destruction, of premature death. We come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of lack, poverty, and death. We come against every spirit of fear and worry, hallelujah. We come against the spirit of anxiety. We come against the spirit, hallelujah, every spirit of destruction, amen, hallelujah, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every lion. We come against every unteachable spirit. Amen. Every spirit of addiction, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and violence. Any spirit that's operating in us outside the Holy Spirit or in our bloodline. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we'll be delivered and set free. Amen. And Father God, every area that the enemy has vexed, oh God, we ask of God that you fill it with that Holy Spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that we will look more like you, we will follow more like you, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We don't come to put on a show. We don't come to brag, Father. We come, oh God, to be changed, and we just want to say thank you for our change. We receive our change today, amen. If you receive your change this morning, say, I receive my change right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help me, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, to receive our change. We bless your holy name, Father. As we enter in, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you that we enter in with no anger, with no resentment, with no bitterness, amen, with no unforgiveness. Hallelujah. without being the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah, Lord. We enter in free this morning. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you that all that we were petitioning, all that's on the line, oh God, we thank you in advance for answered prayers because we know Jesus, he did it all, that it is done. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. If you just raise up your hand this morning, family, and just release it all over to God and just thank him, praise him right where you are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, move right now, move right now, move right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you blessed this day, oh God. We thank you that you kept us, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, oh, hallelujah to your name, Father. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on this morning, oh God, that you pour out blessings upon our life, that we won't have room enough to receive, oh God. Hallelujah, that others will be blessed by the overflow. So we thank you for the overflow of blessings, oh God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Lord, we pray right now that, hallelujah, in Jesus Christ's holy name, that you bless us and those in our family, oh God, as we go and come on today, oh God. Amen. And Lord, we ask for God to receive and those in our family and loved ones that are traveling on the road and will be traveling today, oh God. Traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pull-overs, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and all that we prayed about this morning. Hallelujah, over our homes, over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, every way our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and judges us shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Shout out the Lord. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare all that you've been with us. That we are going from glory to glory to glory. Because you, Lord God, have blessed us. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, family. Come on, come on. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you want to shout, shout. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, come on. Be free this morning. Amen. Come on, shout right now, right where you are. You just think about the goodness of the Lord. That you want to make that shout. You think about that God has kept you this morning. You know who you are, whose you are, where you are. Amen. You must make you want to shout. If you can feed your own self, if you can walk, amen. If you know who you are, you can pick up the phone and make it that's your child on the other line. If you can pick up the phone and know that's your mother on the other line, I want you to know you got a reason to shout up. If you can open your eyes and see up. If you come here this morning, I want you to know that's a reason to shout and just thank God. Because there's somebody that came back. There's somebody wishing good. There's somebody praying to be able to see again. There's somebody praying to be able to walk again. There's somebody praying to be able to see themselves again. There's somebody praying that wants to make it. Hear the voice of their child. Hear the voice of their mother. I want you to understand you got a reason to shout this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you got hair on your head, you got a reason to shout. Somebody praying for God to be on their head. You got a reason to shout. If you got breath in your body, you got a reason to shout. I don't care what it looks like right now. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what the devil is speaking. I don't care what mama saying. Daddy say, brother say, man say, I want you to know. You got a reason to shout because God is able to work a miracle in your life right now. Just by your shout. If you just praise him this morning, I want you to understand that God is saying, you've been trying to be delivered from. God will deliver you. Just shout right now. What are you going through? Why are you dealing with? Because you are still here. You got a reason to shout. Don't have. Focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do it. You still have life. You still have life. I speak out. You still have life. You still have life. You still have life. You still have life. You still have life.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the devil want to take your mind off the fact that you still have life. He want to tell you to come into a dark place and stay there so he can have you focus on what you don't have. But I want you to understand and understand it, though. You still have life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That was somebody praying last night, y'all. Hallelujah. Lord, give me life. I don't want to go. But they took that last breath. But you on this line today, you got to run and shout because you still have life. Hallelujah. Well, I want to tell you today, family, if you did not have life, another car would do you no good. Another man would do you no good. Another plate of food would do you no good. More money in your bank account would do you no good. If the grandchildren come see them, it would do you no good. If you did not have life, hallelujah.
Life.
I want you to understand. You're already blessed.
What God?
My Lord, my God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Oh, God. Will you just realize right now, I have life. I'm going to shout because I have life. I'm going to thank God because I have life. Hallelujah. You start looking at new eyes that God has given you. Amen. I'm not talking about the old lives of the world, but when you look with new eyes that God has given you, you will have a reason to shout and be filled with the joy of the Lord. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, I want you to understand your riches don't come from earthly things. If they have life, you are so rich. Can't nobody take it away. Can't nobody rob you of it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's on the inside. Hallelujah. Then you better kill me to get it. Because it's on the inside. Hallelujah.
All
right. Glory to God. You have life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would just look at things with your new eyes, amen. Hallelujah. If you would just hear with new ears, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing, family. Hallelujah. See, now you're new. You're a new creation in Christ, amen.
Yes.
You're not the same. Though others may not understand it. Let them see. Hallelujah. Just let them see. You won't have to say that. Just let them see. Amen. They're going to say, I know it, but you don't sound the same. You don't talk the magic. You don't even look the same. You don't even go the same places that you used to go to. I see you don't participate with all the gossip anymore. I see that they kill
me.
You ain't got to tell me nothing. I can see for myself. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can see what God is doing in you. I can see how the glory of God upon you. You ain't even got to open your mouth.
Yeah.
Let them see. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What's on the inside? Because I want you to understand, whatever's on the inside of you, it got to come out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let them see. Hallelujah. Change. That's on the inside. You ain't got to open your mouth. I see sometimes they can't handle you talking. They say, just let them see.
Yes.
There you go again. She in the prayer box again.
Then
she go again.
Yeah.
She reads
her
Bible.
Come on.
She ain't bothering nobody. But thank you, see that the enemy get nervous and gets upset. See, you ain't got to open your mouth. Let them see.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless your family. I'm so excited this morning. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be on the line this morning. I didn't know if I was going to be able to get on the line, but I thank God for his strength. Amen. I had taken some medication for my back and for my nerve issue. I was telling you, I was so sleepy and so drowsy. I said, Lord, I ain't gonna be able to go. And I thought about it. I said, well, you can get up when it's time to go to work. You can get up and do this. Get on up, Lord. Give me the strength. I said, I'm gonna be in position. Amen. I just want to encourage somebody on today. We can make a whole lot of excuses, but no more excuses. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just do it because we're new. Amen. We are not the same anymore. I'm gonna lay down a little bit. No, I'm gonna take off today from the prayer line. What we doing? Amen. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning and welcome, family. Amen. I'm going to silence the line so we can hear each other this morning just because there's some feedback on the line. God bless you. God keep you. We're going to start with our Aunt Bernestine. Good morning, Aunt Bernestine. God bless you. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
Good morning to you this morning. In the holy, mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm doing great. I'm doing good, and I'm thankful every day of my life. I'm thanking day and night in the holy, mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm doing good. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, Aunt Bernestine. So good to hear your voice this morning. Amen. Knowing that our Father in heaven has kept you. Amen. I just love that. When I log on in and call in, I see you on the top first. And I said, I get it because Aunt Bernestine going to be on there waiting.
So
God bless you. I love you so much, Aunt Bernestine. Hallelujah,
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Tell them good morning, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your family good morning. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Good morning.
Tell them how you doing this morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. Better than blessed.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
How you doing?
Oh, we doing good. I'm doing good.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning, Cousin Brenda Gale.
Thank God for my family. Thank God for everybody on the line this morning. It's Saturday morning. We praising the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and we've
Lord.
Had a good week, and we're doing good. We're doing good. To God be the glory.
Tell
them you're doing good.
To God be the glory.
Tell them you're doing good.
Doing good.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you both. We love you so much. Always good to hear your voice on the line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Doing good.
Good morning.
Good morning. Doing good.
We're doing
Amen.
Good.
Amen. Amen. Everybody sound better over there. You sound better, Cousin Bonnie, and Aunt Vera sound so good.
Thank you.
God. Amen. We turn around. Hallelujah.
I know. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we trying to get there. It's better. Thank you.
Amen. We thank God. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Bonnie. Amen. God bless you, Aunt Vera. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just get excited just thanking God for a family. Amen. Mama, Carolyn, Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good blessed morning from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good because I'm still here.
Amen.
I'm doing
Thank
good.
You.
Amen.
How
Amen.
Everybody else doing? Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to be in and out. I'm going to be on mute because I'm blowing nose and I don't need y'all here. I'm going to be muting in and out.
All right. We're going to meet you to get you back. Amen. God bless you, Mom. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good, been good, just totally blessed, and sitting here thinking about God's amazing grace brought us through another week, and here we are, able to communicate with each other, beating up our heart. We got life in our bodies. We are so blessed. And also, when you got the light of Christ in your life, you don't have to go around saying, Christian, and nothing. You, his light is so powerful, it's going to shine. You don't have to say a word. And I'm just so grateful that God has kept us. And here we are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise his name forever. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Earlene, we love
you.
We thank God for you. Thank you, Lord. It's always a blessing. Hallelujah to hear your voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Cousin Kim, God bless you and welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Amen, family. Good morning to everyone from Houston, Texas. Thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you so much. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord Jesus, you better shout. Amen. I'm calming myself down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And amen. Okay, let's see you next. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
I'm blessed this morning. Got a beautiful sunshine day, but it's cold, but I'm still here, and I thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Doretha. We love you. We thank God for you. It's so good to hear your voice this morning. Say, so keep warm out there. Keep warm. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. I believe this Ain't Classy number. Ain't Classy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? All right, that's not Ain't Classy number. Okay. Jamel, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I just want to give God all the glory this morning.
When I sit up here,
I think about all I got. Not what I don't got, but all I got. I can just shout.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Until you learn, when I keep my eyes on them, you know, it just makes me so happy.
Amen. Amen. Keep your eyes on them. Amen. He said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you, my child. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Ain't Eliza James, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Good morning, family. I'm doing good.
Good
on this prayer line this morning, I be up waiting on it. I said, let me get up out of this bed and get in here and get on this prayer line because I don't want to mess it. I really enjoy hearing from my family every week, and it's a blessing.
Yes.
I feel that I'm truly blessed. I'm truly blessed.
Yes.
Amen.
You are. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. We thank God for you. Amen. I'm so glad that you're on the prayer line because we look forward to you being on the prayer line. So we thank God for your life, your health, strength. Amen. The peace of the Lord. We love you so much, Aunt Eliza Jane. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I'm sharing, Gordon. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I am blessed. I'm better than blessed. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I'm blessed to be on the phone this morning with my sisters. Praise God. How good God has been to them. And that's enough to shout all over the house. Because truly, God is good. And he woke us up this morning.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
So many didn't wake up this morning. But God blessed us. to be on the phone this morning. And I can't say nothing but shout, shout, shout.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, thank you.
Amen. Yes, God. Praise. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, glory to God. We thank God for you. Mama Sharon Gordon, it's a blessing to hear your voice on the line this morning.
Yes.
We love you so much. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord. This morning we lift up this morning. We lift up our cousin Sean Denise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just pray
yes.
God continue to bless them and keep them. Amen. And God will continue
Jesus.
To use the mighty for his glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Again, family, it's a blessing to be on the line this morning. Amen, amen. You could be anywhere else, but I think you made a choice. I'm going to be on the prayer line and be a blessing to all that come to this line. We have already declared this line to be a wellspring of God's blessing and God's anointing. Amen. So we thank God this morning for blessing us that we are blessed. Amen. This morning our scripture is going to come out the book of Luke. The book of Luke, and it's going to be in chapter 12, verse 42-48, and that's in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 42-48, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 42-48, says, "And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour when he is not aware and will cut him in two, not looking for him. And at an hour when he is not, I'm sorry, y'all, give me my eyes crossing up here. I'm on verse 46. The master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he's not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. Verse 1 says, but he who did not know yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, and of him they will act the more." What is the Bible saying? Again, that's Luke chapter 12, verse 42-48. Jesus promises a reward, family, for those who have been faithful to the master. While we sometimes experience immediate and material rewards for our obedience to God, this is not always the case. If so, we would be tempted to boast about our achievements and do good only for what we did. Amen? So Jesus said that if we look for rewards now, we will lose them later. Our heavenly rewards will be the most accurate reflection of what we have done on earth. And they will be far greater than we can imagine, family. Amen? See, Jesus has told us how to live until he comes. We must watch for him, work diligently, and obey his commands. I want you to understand such attitudes are especially necessary for leaders. Watchful and faithful leaders will be given increased opportunities and responsibilities. Amen? See, the most resources and talents and understanding that we have, the more we are responsible to use them effectively. See, God will not hold us responsible for gifts that he has given us, but all of us have enough gifts and duties to keep us busy until Jesus comes. Amen? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on now, Rafa. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What has God called you to do? What are the gifts? I want us to think about this family. What are the gifts that we have on the inside that God has called us to do, to use for his kingdom, not for the glory of this earth, but to use for his kingdom? I want us to take a look at what the gifts that we are and how are we using those gifts? Are we using them for the kingdom of God? Or are we using them for the kingdom of Satan? Because I want you to understand there are two kingdoms that are here that are operating, amen. We have the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Hallelujah. I want you to take a look at those gifts that God has given you. Are you using those gifts to glorify the kingdom of God? Amen. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen.
Yes.
When God called me to ministry, there were things that I had to cut off. There are things that I could not do any longer. I made a choice to not only be changed, but to stay changed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. And if you don't have a prayer request and it's already been prayed for, you're just in agreement, just say amen. As I stated last time, a lot of times we want to repeat it in the same prayer, but if it's already went forth, I just ask that you receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's for you to receive. It's already been prayed for and about. Just go ahead and receive it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord that God hears us. Hallelujah. So we just trust God with all faith this morning and all that we pray for. Lord, and we just want to say thank you for answered prayers as we go forth. Oh God, touch our heart and the mind of all lying today, oh God, as they petition their prayers, Father God, that they will operate with the Holy Spirit, oh God. So Lord, we just want to say thank you right now. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray to God be the glory. Amen.
Yes.
We'll start with our in-breath thing. God bless you, Bernstein. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to continue prayer. Our Bishop Claude Timmons, who is doing lots better. He's in a rehab, and they're trying to teach him how to walk, and he's eating good, and I'm so thankful that he has come a long ways, and continue prayer for him. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. First and foremost, Father God, we just want to thank you, Father God, that hallelujah. You said, Lord, yet while we're still praying that you're already answering, oh God, and your promises are yes and amen. So, Lord, we come, first of all, lifting up your daughter this morning. She petitioned, oh God, on behalf of someone else, Lord. So we ask, oh God, that you move mighty in her life, oh God, in the life of your son, Bishop Simmons, oh God, that you would touch and continue to heal. We pray for continued healing, oh God. We pray for your continued blessing to be upon his life, oh God. We ask that you work a miracle in him, oh God. Lord, we pray for a speedy recovery, amen, mobility to his limbs, oh God, that he would be able to walk again, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, not just walk, but walk with no pain, amen. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God, that you restore him, oh God, restore all that was taken away in the name of Jesus Christ, all that the enemy has set up to take from him, oh God, let it be restored seven times greater than it was taken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over him right now, amen. We decree and declare victory over his family, over his finances, over his support, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and all that in love and concern about, Father God. Let it be blessed, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless our Bernstein, amen, that you will continue to keep her, oh God. Bless her with no life, oh God. Good health and strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We lift up her children, our grandchildren, oh God. We ask, oh God, even in this hour, oh God, that you will call them nigh unto you this day, oh God, that they may receive in a special way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and be changed and stay changed. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hiya, my Lord, my God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody do do me like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Nobody do me like
Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you, Father. Hey, hey,
hey. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Ernestine. We love you as we touch and agree with you this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name, Father. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Ooh, nobody like you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Ruth and May. God bless you. God keep your cousin Brenda Gale. God bless you. Amen. Go ahead.
Yes,
thank
I want prayer for my mom's strength and for my strength and all of my family, my children, my husband. God bless the
proceed.
It just seems to be so many people going on to glory. So God comfort them in their times of sorrow.
Yes, Lord.
This time of the year, the joyful time of the year, and I just praise and thank God for all of his blessings, all his mercy and his grace that he has given us. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, oh God, lifting up your daughter this morning, oh God. We lift up her mother, Ruth and May, Lord, and we pray, oh God, that you will continue to be their strength, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, that you will continue to bless and help and those in their family, oh God. Bless her husband and children, grandchildren, all that you love and concerned about, oh God, all that's in her heart, Father God. Let it be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for your hedge of protection around them, and hallelujah, there be no perforation or penetration to the these hedges of protection, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that peace reign in every area of their lives, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray, God, of our comfort, that we comfort those that have lost a loved one, oh God. Lord, we call upon you, God, of our hope, that you restore the hope to those families, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, fill them with so much joy, unspeakable joy, knowing that you are with them, Father God, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them, even their loved ones, even right now, God, that they are with you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we ask that you work a miracle, God, even on this line, in this family, and all that's a hallelujah that's connected to us, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you as we testify your goodness. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Brenda Gale, you're blessed. Your husband is blessed. Your children are blessed. Your mother is blessed. Your brother and sister, they're blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, all that you love is blessed. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God is blessed, no man can curse. So receive the blessing of the Lord right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless your daughter with long life, good health and strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray and we ask and we believe that so we shall receive. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God. Lord, bless her with your wisdom, oh God. Hallelujah. That you, it is my prayer that you will operate with the godly counsel of the Lord. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, that God will bestow upon you wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless you both. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Cousin Marty and Avery, God bless you. Well, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, just continue praying for me, my family, my mom, and children, our health and strength, and everyone that's on the line, and also for you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What do you want them to pray for you for this morning on the prayer line?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like for them to pray for you for this morning?
Amen. My health and strength, and just pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name this morning as we come lifting up your daughters this morning, your daughter Laverne, your daughter Vera, oh God. And Lord, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would touch their hearts this morning like never before, Lord God. Let it be filled with so much love, oh God. Let peace reign in their mind and in their heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, all that they're petitioning this morning with all faith, oh God. Lord, I ask that you increase their faith, oh God, so they can receive the miracle of being healed, delivered, and set free, oh God. Lord, I ask that you would be their strength, their continued strength, oh God. God, that continue to guide, oh Lord, that they will hear from you, oh God. Hallelujah, and move in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in the direction of blessings.
Lord.
Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we lift up our husband, we lift up our children, oh God, and all that you love and concerned about. Father God, we pray your hands of protection be around them, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, even in this hour, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will speak to them, oh God. Hallelujah, and direct them, oh God, and place order in their life in the name of Jesus Christ, so they will surely be blessed and protected by you, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you for your mighty move in the life of your daughter, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, open up her eyes, oh God, that she may receive and understand what you're having for her to see, that she will move mighty in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, I pray for restoration right now, that you restore everyone that's in the household, oh God. Restore their health, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every tissue, every nerve, every bone in their bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for restoration.
Thank
Amen.
You,
we thank you for healing on this line. We thank you that they're healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. 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 It's in Jesus' name that I pray. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. See, the enemy tried to do it, but God said no. Hallelujah. See, the enemy tried to, but God said no. I want you to understand this. Every time the enemy try to speak to you, Cousin Bonnie, every time the enemy begin to move, you got to use the word of God against him, because he cannot. He cannot. Hallelujah. I want you to understand. He cannot. He cannot. When you speak the word of God over yourself, over your children, over your situation, and decree and declare the word of God over your life, the enemy cannot prevail against you.
Amen.
He cannot.
Yes.
Cannot.
Thank you, Lord.
It. Hallelujah.
You,
God bless you, because you're already victorious. You're a winner. It's already won. You just got to show up and stand in your position and know who you are. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We love y'all so much. Hey, Vera, God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, help us to stand, oh, God, being that solid rock that you called it to be, Father God. Oh, Lord, let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, when she speak that the enemy has to flee, amen. Hallelujah, concerning her health, concerning her mother, concerning her marriage, her children, that he has to flee, he has to loose his hold in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you both. Mama, I'm calling my mother. Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
Yeah. Call your mama. Amen, amen, amen. I'm continuing to pray for the healing and for my husband and myself. And praying for those who's going through the lost people. It's going to funerals today, and you know, it's like she said online, these holidays, you know, people having issues when their loved ones are gone. So pray for them, for them to spend and let the Lord hug on them. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And pray for you too,
Lord.
For your strength. Amen, amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen, amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We can decree and declare in your word, oh God, that you are our healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. So we decree and declare that this morning over your daughter, Carolyn, her husband, oh God, Ralph right now, and anyone that's on this line that are needing the healing, oh God, and anyone that they are bringing this morning to the altar, oh God, let healing spring forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me cover all of faith, oh God. Hallelujah. And the third leader was healed because of faith of their friend that he was healed, oh God. We come with that same kind of faith, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we bring your daughter Sarah with her husband and all that we love and concerned about it, and those in our family, oh God, that they may receive their healing by our faith, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we declare the time, hallelujah, because we believe that healing shall spring forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And
God,
we just want to say thank you, oh God,
that
by your stripes, that Carol is healed, that by your stripes, Ralph is healed, by your strength that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're not going to move out of that place of believing that we can receive our healing. Knowing that healing comes when we stand in faith, when we live in faith. No matter what the doctors say, we silence the mouth of the evil speaker that's speaking through the doctor. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker that's speaking through the nurses. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker that's speaking through the nurse practitioner. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we stand
your
word of God. We're going to believe your report. My Lord, my God, that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Diabetes, high blood pressure, heart palpitation, COPD, whatever it is, we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we open up our faith right now that we can receive the healing virtue, the healing anointing from our heavenly Father, from above, that we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare in our home, Jesus, with the rhythm of life and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare that God is in his word and we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare no more sickness, no more pain, no more discomfort. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, no more dizziness, no more nausea. Amen. No more sinus pressure. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, cataract. Father, we loose you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, hide here. Call them on chest hair. Lord, the chest want to say, thank you, Lord. No more allergies. We loose you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. No more depression. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. No more bipolarism. We loose you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are healed. We are healed. I'm healed. You're healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. No more asthma. We're healed. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We loose every infirmity that's affect our bodies. We loose you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Loose your hold over our life. In the life of our loved ones. Let the fountains of the infirmity and affliction, discomfort and pain dry up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 107 and verse 20, we decree and declare that we are healed by the word of the Lord. I speak to every part of your body, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are free.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. We are free. Sickness and disease are free from us. Because by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. And we thank you, Lord.
In the name of Lord.
Those who have lost a loved one to stay, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, let sadness and sorrow flee away right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let joy come and hope take its place. Amen. Let hope and comfort overtake them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let joy, hallelujah, overtake them right now. Lord, we can't take your love. Hallelujah,
you.
Because all
thank
that we
you.
Need is in you. So we come seeking
God,
in first.
Thank
kingdom
you.
And all your righteousness, that all that we need is in you. Our healing is in you.
Amen.
Our joy is in you. Our hope is in you. Our comfort is in you. Amen. Our deliverance is in you, oh God. So Lord, we thank you because we have
you.
We have it all. We have it all. Hey, Lord, we bless your name. Oh Lord, we
bless
your name, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Thank you,
Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
We thank you, Lord God. I don't know about you,
honey.
He diagnosed you one thing, but God had your problem, so he said no. And the doctor had asked, I don't know what you did. I don't know what you're doing,
yeah,
but whatever you're doing, keep doing it. It's working for you good.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Keep believing.
Doing.
Keep receiving. I want you to understand.
Yeah.
All you got to do is, before many were healed, Jesus asked them if they believe. He asked the man when he brought his son to him that was familiar,
yes.
that was having seizures. He said, how long he's been like this? He said, he's been like this for a while. And he said, do you believe? And he said, Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. See,
yeah.
As long as you keep believing, you can receive. As long as you keep believing, you can receive.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you.
God. Woo, Jesus, I'm coming to you.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We believe. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Mommy. God bless you.
Yes.
Love you. Thank God for you.
Yes,
amen.
Love you, love you,
amen.
Love you.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
I was seated in the name of Jesus. I was seated right now. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to it. I'm not.
Yes.
I was seated in the name of Jesus Christ of Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Woo, God. No more fear.
Glory.
No more worry. My Lord,
praise
my God. Woo, God, God bless your name.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Woo, God. Yeah. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't nobody mad
you.
But them. Anyway, you touched on everything. So I just want to say amen and thank God for his amazing grace and mercy to us all in the name of Jesus.
In the
That's
name
all.
Of Jesus. Amen. God
Praise.
Bless you. God bless
yes,
you.
Yes.
Cousin Earlene, we love you so much. Hallelujah. I thank you for touching and agreeing. The prayers have went forth. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that God set your fire with the Holy Ghost, that everyone you're around, that they would become so contagious. Hallelujah. That fire, hallelujah, become a furnace. Amen. That anyone you're around would catch fire with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes.
You just set people fire with the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Yeah.
The enemy going to get so scared when you show in. That's my prayer for you. When you show in with that fire, he gets to running because he don't want to. You don't want to be burnt up. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Set a fire with the Holy Ghost. And we just thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask when you bless, oh, God, bless your daughter, oh, God. When you multiply, multiply with our goodness, amen. Oh, Lord, I pray that you increase the anointing that's on her life, oh, God. Let her receive fresh oil right now upon her head in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord, let your glory be seen upon her, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, God. Lord, I pray
thank
for long
you,
life, oh,
you,
God, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. From your daughter Earlene, oh God, hallelujah.
Yes.
And I just want to say thank you, oh God, as we come praising you this morning. Let it be, oh God.
Yes.
Let it be according to thy will. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. We love you, Cousin Earlene. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Again, I am touching and agreeing with the prayers that have gone forth, and I know that what I'm dealing with or what I'm thinking about or what I think that I'm worrying about, that it's only temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God for all and just ask you to keep us all in prayer.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, God. Lord, I come lifting up your daughter, God. God, she has, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching and agreeing this morning, Cousin Kim. We come lifting you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and every situation is concerning
you,
your children and your grandchildren. Amen. Your brothers right now, Lord, we pray that your peace, oh, God, you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. That peace, oh, God, hallelujah, saturate her life, oh, God. Hallelujah, in her work, oh, God,
please,
all that she has, that peace just overtake her in the name of
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, hold her right there in peace. Amen. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you make a way where there seems to be no way for your daughter. Let that way open up, oh God, where it seems to be a dead end, oh God. Open up the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that you will lead, guide her, instruct her. Hallelujah. By the Holy Spirit and what you will have with her, where you will have for her to go, what you will have for her to say, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come against every attack of the enemy right now, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, that you have placed in the hand for the God. Give her creative ideas, oh God, how to go forth in it. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And she will be blessed, Father. Lord, I pray that you will bless her with your godly wisdom, oh God, as she enter in, oh Lord, in all faith. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, thank Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome again. Go ahead.
I thank the Lord for waking me this morning, bringing me down to the morning we celebrate his birth. And I want you to pray for the line and everyone on the line and my son. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for you. Father God, we come lifting up your daughter and all that she's petitioned on today. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let your joy right now, oh God, just overtake her right now, Father God. Let your peace, oh God, hallelujah, reign in our home, oh God, in the life of her children. Lord, we pray, oh God, that they will operate, oh God, with your godly wisdom, oh God, that you let the Holy Spirit counsel them, oh God, that they may receive, oh God, and operate according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will truly be blessed, oh God, and secure. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have blessed us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you've kept our family member, Doretha. We thank you, oh God, that even right now that you're working a miracle in her, Father God. So, Lord, we ask her, remove every delay, oh God, to her blessing, oh God. Remove every delay to her breakthrough, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that you are blessed, Doretha, that your children are blessed and protected by our Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for encamping and warring angels around her and her family, keeping them safe from seen and unforeseen dangers. And we thank you for, Lord. Lord, we pray for unity, oh God. Hallelujah. And peace in that unity, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we lift you up, Cousin Doretha. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope you all can still hear me, because I can't hear you all. So hopefully.
Amen. Loud and clear. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I can hear you, Mama. Hopefully everybody else can still hear too. God bless y'all. God bless
Amen.
You all.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Glory to God. Jamel, God bless you. Go ahead.
My prayer is that I step into the calling that God has called me to do. And not only when I step into it, that I do it right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come lifting up your daughter, oh God, your servant, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray right now as we come together, oh God, as we seek you more, oh God, as you understand the calling, oh God, that you are equipped for the call in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we pray for divine positioning and order for our life, oh God, that all that you've called her to do, oh God, that you will be her strength, oh God, that she will do it, oh God, that she will operate, oh God, according to the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, it's her prayer this day that she will operate with the righteousness, oh God, that I can decree and declare that you are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, who made you righteous. So, Lord, help us to hear and know, oh God, what you have to say, oh God, that you will operate with the spirit of obedience, oh God, being obedient to your will and plan and purpose for our life. Amen. It's my prayer that she will seek you more, oh God, and not only just seek you, oh God, but she will find you and receive from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I pray right now that you increase her faith, oh God, that you will work a miracle in her life, in every area of her life, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no delays, oh God, to a miracle being worked in the life of your servant. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will open up doors for your daughter. Hallelujah. Open up doors that no man can close up. Doors of blessing, doors of good relationships, good opportunities, oh God. Oh Lord, send the ones, oh God, that you've ordained for our life, oh God, to bless her in the ministry that
that you called her in, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help her to never look back, oh, God, to continue to follow you, amen. So I cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against your life, against your destiny, against your calling right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against every destiny robber, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, trying to steal your destiny, amen, to try to stop you from walking in your calling. I declare and declare destruction upon their head right now, to destruction upon their camp, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare victory over you right now, victory over your destiny, victory over your calling. You shall not forfeit your calling. You shall not abort your calling, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer that you grow stronger in your calling, amen. Hallelujah, oh Lord, equipped in a mighty way, oh God. Oh Lord, as you call us to come aside, let every need be met, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare and declare it's harvest time, that you will reap your harvest, hallelujah, in due time, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I declare and declare this is the time that you will reap the harvest of God's goodness, as you stand and walk in obedience to the will of God for your life, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, hallelujah, not just for her, oh God, but for everybody that's connected to her, her children, her husband, oh God, hallelujah, as you equip your God, hallelujah, that her family will also come along in the name of Jesus Christ, with nobody being left behind. And we just want to say thank you that her brothers, her sisters, her husband, hallelujah, hallelujah, her children, amen, will come and follow you, oh God, because they will see her as an example, Father God, and know it ain't nobody but you, hallelujah, but you have glory, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you that even right now on this line, that she is receiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Set a fire, Lord God. That fire consumer. Lord, your consumer fire. That the fire of the Holy Ghost consumer right now. That I feel it on the back of her neck. That I feel it on the back of her back. My Lord, my God. That I feel the burning in her hands. That I feel the burning in her feet. That I feel the burning in her ears, Lord God. That I feel burning in her mouth. That I feel burning in her eyes. Set a fire, Lord. Set a fire right now. Set a fire. Hallelujah. The enemy must be burnt up in a way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that's holding the back of my past, let it be burnt up with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the trap and every prison that the enemy is trying to put in there, let it break free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now. Calling you after this call, Jamelle. Amen. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have already prayed for healing, protection around our family, peace, love, and understanding.
Yes.
And I receive it this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hey,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for tilling the ground in the heart of your daughter this morning, that she's able to receive, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, and she has opened up her mouth to say, I receive. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for tilling the ground of her heart, oh God, for tilling the ground of her soul, that she was able to receive, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, your word said one planet, one water, but you, Lord, give the increase, oh, God, for all that she has received on today, oh, God, by her faith, oh, God, as the word has been planted, oh, God, that her faith water that seed, oh, God, amen. And, Lord, that you would give the increase in her life, oh, God, that you would give the increase in the life of her children, amen, that you would give the increase in the life of her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Lord, that you would give the increase of all that she loved and concerned about. Oh, Lord, because she said in her mouth that she received it, that means first she believed it and she received it. Oh, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for the increase that only coming from you, oh God. Increase in thy goodness, oh God. Increase in thy favor, amen. Increase in your word, oh God. Increase in the blessing that's coming from you in the name of Jesus Christ. And she has believed and that she's on today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Oh, glory to your name, Father. We bless your name, God. Oh, Lord, that's how. We thank you, Lord. Come on. Oh, God, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Thank you,
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. It's just like fire on the phone.
Yes, Lord.
Who had never felt the Holy Spirit? They better go back and check the film because it's fire.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Nobody. Who you like Jesus?
Nobody. Nobody. When you make a step for God and you give your life to God, when God make a step for you, the devil always behind you. But you always say, no weapons.
No
weapon upon me because I belong to God.
Yes, Lord.
I belong to God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And I asked for prayer this morning. Oh, God, God, God.
Yes.
I feel like
the fact that
yes,
you're
thank you for this prayer
line
this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father,
I receive nobody. I'm asking prayer. Hallelujah. I ask a prayer for my brother-in-law, Donnell Gordon. He needs he needs God in his life. But most of all, he got to have Jesus. He's sick. He won't accept God. But keep on praying for him. God's going to change Danielle Gordon. I know it, and I'm depending on it. Because God
only God
can change it. And I ask you to continue to pray for me and my husband and my three sisters in the distant land, Lord. Lord,
yes,
I pray for Tapanika every day. Every day. She don't call me like she used to. I know she working, but I'm still looking for that sweet voice on my phone. That prayer.
Oh, okay, I'll be back
okay, to you. Yes,
ma'am.
All right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We lift you up this morning, and Lord, we just want to say, yes, Lord. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We give our faith, praise, and honor to you, Lord, as we come lifting up your daughter, all that she's petitioned on today, Lord.
Yes.
We ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will continue to be her strength, oh God. Lord, we pray that you continue to be the strength of our husband, oh God, because you've called man to be the head of his home and the priest of his home. So, Lord, we pray that you will strengthen the head right now, God, in a mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ. Because, God, you are mighty. And, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will restore him, oh God, restore his health, oh God, restore the joy of his life, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore the hope, oh God, that's been lost, oh God. Oh, Lord, help him to see with new eyes and hear with new ears, oh God, to speak with a new tongue, oh God, to speak your word, oh God, to encourage himself and to encourage those that are around him and his family, oh God, that they will seek you even more, oh God, that they will see the faith that he has in you, oh God, that they will make them to come anigh unto you, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that you will draw his family unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even in this hour, oh God, as we lift up Donnell Gordon, oh God, we ask, oh God, oh Lord, that you will send the Holy Ghost to arrest them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for the Holy Ghost to arrest her. Hallelujah, that he will begin, hallelujah, to call upon the name of Jesus, that he will begin to seek you, amen. Hallelujah. That he will begin to shake and come north, as he begin to seek Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ, as he begin to shout Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, let there be a Holy Ghost arrest them today. Oh, Lord, arrest them right now in the midst of all that you're doing in this world. Let me arrest. Covers all here collectively as I'm led this morning, and I just thank God for everything. I thank you all for praying for me. I thank you all for lifting me up, amen, and my family. I just pray that you all continue to pray for me. I pray the peace of the Lord in this house, and that everything the enemy is trying to do, I decree and declare it is destroyed. It won't work, and it don't work. Amen. Yes. So glory to God this morning. And lift up Angela Green, our cousin, Bonnie's daughter. Just pray that God will continue to bless her and keep her. Amen. I decree and declare that she's overcome. Amen. And that she is victorious
in this life and all that she is praying and asking God for, that God will do it, amen, in this season, in the name of Jesus. And I bless her in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray as we get ready to exit this line, but never the presence of God. I pray that all that you receive, do not allow the enemy to strip you from it. Amen. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Let us pray.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and as we come, O Lord, and we thank you, O God, for answered prayers this morning, O God. We thank you, O God, that all of your petition, O God, that you're already moving, O God. You're already, hallelujah, you're already blessed, you're already healed, you're already delivered and set free, O God. You already made a way out of no way, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Help us to receive on today, O God. Hallelujah.
Help us
to receive, O God. Open up the channels of our spirit, Lord. Pour, let there be a great pouring in, O God. Increase our faith, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what I ask in Jesus' name, whatever we are mentally, physically, let your power begin to touch us right now. Begin to do miraculous, do great and mighty things, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever miracle is needed, do it for the glory of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, do unquestionable miracles and build up our faith and that we, hallelujah, and our family, God, will be able to trust you for the unquestionable miracles that happen in our lives. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Father, I thank you for your grace and your sufficient grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your love and hallelujah, and that we thank you that even right now that through your grace, great things are going to begin to happen in our lives. Great and mighty things are going to begin to happen in our lives and those that we love, and we will go to a greater glory and greater altitude in you. Do only what all you can do, oh God, because we know that you can do all things for them. Oh, Lord, intervene right now divinely. Whatever a miracle is needed, let it take place. Whatever healing is needed, let it take place. Whoever, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever the
yes,
is needed, God, let it take place right now. Let it begin to happen for the glory of King Jesus. Because there's a whole world to see, you know, that we are your children of God. Hallelujah, call up for your name, oh Lord, and you answer us.
Yes,
Lord. That you deliver the woman who calls for you, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, as we cry out, oh God, oh Lord, that deliverance of life, oh God, that they will be saved, oh God, that they will be protected in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Lord, we just want to thank you, oh Lord, you open up the way, Lord, God, begin to open up the way where Jesus leads the way, oh God. Whether we find ourselves in the way, it's closed up or it's a dead end, where it seems like the end of God, begin to open up that way, begin to make a way out of that way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, do the impossible, do miracles, do signs and wonders. Father, we say right now, we decree the fact of goodness. Father God, we do pray right now, do creative miracles, great and mighty things, oh God. Lord, we pray that we see it. Hallelujah, all that you have for us to see, that we may go in the direction that you have us to go. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
yes.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
As we confess in our mouths that we are in Christ, that we are anointed and powerful people of God, that we are joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror, amen.
Yes.
That we are doing the word of God and a channel for his blessings. If God be for us, who can be against us? We declare the plan in the mighty name of Jesus Christ with all faith that we're blessed coming in and we're blessed going out. How our enemies are fleeing before us. God has commanded his blessings on our storehouse, amen. He has opened up his good treasures. We are the head and not the tail. He has given us power to make wealth. We dwell in the secret place and we have his protection and provision. We're restored, hallelujah, made new. Thou art heavenly Father in Christ Jesus' holy name. That is our refuge and fortress. We will not be afraid of the fear of the Father. No evil shall be follow us and no man shall come nigh our dwelling. God has given his angels charge over us and they are bound us up right there in their hands. These we dash our foot against the stone and declare the sunlight of God. First Peter 2 and 9 establishes us as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and a holy nation. A peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light. First Peter 2 and 24 says that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
no sickness, no disease, no pain, infection. God has just entered into our bodies. Hallelujah. We are without spot and blemish.
We're intercessors, the righteousness of God, tagged and washed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. No one is born against the church. In the tongue of God, that against the judgment, check and deal. This is the head of the church of the Lord. And there is my case to be testimony. We are saved from run by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just will let him take it. We believe. So we receive right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, turn it around for us. Turn it around for us. We decree and declare turnaround this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that every curse has been sent our way. That our Heavenly Father has turned it around to bless us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that the enemy set out for evil, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah. For our good. Amen. Hallelujah. But I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for the turnaround. Turnaround.
Love you.
Turnaround. Thank you. We thank you for the turnaround. We decree and declare all is well with us. We are blessed as we leave this mountain and God, never your presence. We thank you that you're with us all.
Hallelujah.
You're with us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. You're with us, God. You will be pleased with us.
Lord.
We thank you,
Lord,
for the fact that we are
all
around. We bless your holy name.
Thank
we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ and Mary that we are blessed. And
Lord,
we are blessed from glory to glory to glory.
Amen.
And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the dove of all things and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit
thank
of the living
Lord.
God that is in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hey, Bernice.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I love you.
Amen. I love you, too. God bless you. Amen. Auntie Ruth and A and Cousin Brenda Gale, go ahead.
God be the glory. We thank God for you. We love you. Powerful, anointed woman of God. God be the glory. God bless
you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. I love you. I love you all so much, and I thank God for you, Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and May. Hallelujah, Lord. Cousin Donnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. I receive Jesus' name.
I'm not saying anything.
God bless you all. Bless God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Amber. We love you so much. Amen. Mama, Carolyn, go ahead. God bless you, Mama.
Amen. 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 Twan sent me a text and let y'all know she wasn't able to get on. She had bad reception. She was at work. But amen. Until we meet again next Saturday. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. I love you. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Elaine, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. Glory hallelujah. Y'all have a good day and a good weekend.
Amen. God bless you too, Cousin Earlene. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And God bless everyone on the line. Love you all.
We love you too, Cousin Kim. God bless you. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless everyone on the line. I love everybody. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you too, Cousin Dorita. Jamil, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead. Eliza Jane, did I lose it? Okay, I think a line dropped. All righty. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God bless your family and your husband. And keep on doing what the Lord have told you to do. Because it was
Amen.
Fire on this ground this morning.
Thank you.
Like all of us were on one accord. And the Spirit
yes,
just came on in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love you and your family. And may God bless you.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I have a blessed week in the Lord. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you have the peace that the world can't give. Amen. May you live with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, knowing that you are a daughter of the Most High God. May you come to know that where your foot falls, God goes with you. Amen. The power of God's word lives in you because Christ, your Savior, lives in you. Amen. That this week, God is trying to triumph if every enemy is defeated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, it's in Jesus' name I bless you. Receive it. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. You all have a blessed week until we meet again.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, Sharon. Amen.
Woo. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Woo. Glory to God.
Yes, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. All the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever so rejoice.
I wanna hear
you
say,
yeah. One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time.
Ooh, I just
I
wanna hear you
say,
well.
Well.
One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time.
All I wanna do is hear you say it
one time.
Write my name in the book, call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you
one time.
Back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy.